I think I vaguely remember that he was missing a leg, but I don't remember that detail.
Mm-hmm. Well, he gave Men and Williams quite a run for governor there one year, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I was very much involved in several election contests, not necessarily involving my office, but I was sitting, I can't remember in what capacity, but I was sitting on a committee that had authority in relation to some policy or perhaps nomination or something. I can't figure why I would be sitting on a nomination, but maybe it was a policy question that had to be decided.
Well, there were some. For example, in Michigan, he had at one time a fair election practices committee or something that would be formed in advance of the general elections. I remember could have been something like that. There was a rabbi, from the Detroit area who served, and I think there was a Roman Catholic bishop. Or no, maybe it was a Methodist or Episcopal bishop, but at any rate, there was an attempt through that body to try to influence people to be decent during the campaign exchanges and stay away from the gutter, you know, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember much about this, probably maybe no more than you do, that it was, though, occasionally, if somebody would get way off base,
mm-hmm.
there would be a complaint made, and these people would try to redress the grievance, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And there was some, people do have some sense of civility if you can appeal to it.
Yes, I think that's frequently the case.
Did you actually?
That's what I remember about Detmers. I'm not sure that both my father and mother weren't present at some function where he went out of his way to say nice things about.
Well, it could have been a swearing in, perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps when. At times, the court has had ceremonies for the admission of people that come on the court by appointment, although I don't know how common that was in those days. I think when Jim Ryan came on the court, there was a little bit of a ceremony. I'm just not... Well,
yeah.
That's neither here nor there. Did you work on the Kelly recount? You remember when the election returns, this would have been what, 1950? I think it was 50. Very close election. Williams won by a few thousand votes out of a couple million cast. And there was a recount. Were you active in that, do you recall?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
I just
it came there's a very narrow margin,
mm-hmm.
and I think I thought that a smart lawyer whose name is long since gone the side that I was not on. I don't remember what side I was on.
Well, you probably were with Ted Sachs and with G. Menon Williams. And
Menon Williams I would have been with, and quite possibly Sachs.
Yeah, he was at very active in those recounts, I think, was he not? I think that's how he really cut his eye.
Got going? That might be.
And then, of course, he...
Yeah, there were several. It seems to me there were at least two, maybe more than that, recounts that were highly publicized and highly contested.